Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Does anxiety affect animal learning? If so, how? That question popped into my head when I came across a study involving learning in dogs with anxiety-related disorders. Specifically, the researchers wanted to explore if and how the problem-solving strategies of anxious dogs given an unsolvable problem differed from those of relaxed dogs in that same situation. This study immediately triggered memories of a human study in which groups of relaxed and anxious people were exposed to a series of increasingly threatening photographs. In the human study, though, electroencephalographs and functional MRIs also were used to monitor the brain activity of the subjects in real time. That the anxious people reacted sooner and with more intensity to the perceived threat surprised no one. But what did surprise the researchers was the difference in the brain functions of those in the two groups. The brains of the anxious folks missed the subtle cues in the photograph that signaled an impending threat. Moreover, they didn't notice them until they reached their thresholds. When they did, bam! They reacted maximally. However, the brains of the relaxed subjects did notice these early clues. Consequently, it took longer for them to reach their stimulus threshold. And when they did, their responses were more muted because they were mentally prepared to face this possibility. At the time, the researchers suggested that the out-of-the-blue fear response experienced by anxious people was so dramatic and so painful that it increased their anxiety. And because anxiety is such a painful and uncomfortable emotion, the awareness that this could happen without warning again increased their generalized anxiety and lowered their thresholds even more. Put another way, the anxious people didn't react so much to the threat itself as to the memory of how anxious the possibility of any threat made them feel. This human study appealed to me because of what it might teach me about the seeming paradox created by the hypervigilant dog. Hypervigilance is a trait often mentioned by people with aggressive dogs. But for most of us, hypervigilance elicits an image of a sharp mind, always alert to the slightest change in the physical and mental environment, always processing information, never missing a thing. This didn't describe what I was seeing in these dogs. The human study made me consider the possibility that I was looking at my canine patients the wrong way. They weren't hypervigilant, they were anxious. The emotional centers of their brain were hyperreactive, to the point that they blocked the higher brain function necessary to discriminate and process environmental cues in a meaningful way. Would the anxious dogs in this canine study exhibit similar behaviors? I turned to the study of problem-solving ability in anxious dogs to gain more insight into how anxiety could affect these animals' ability to learn, too. Like most companion animal studies, the subject population in the canine study of problem-solving in anxious and relaxed dogs was small. It consisted of only 19 dogs with anxiety-related problems and 19 control dogs without this diagnosis. Sadly, the task given to the dogs involved food. I say sadly because clinical experience and the results of stress studies convince me that anxiety may influence canine appetite in different ways. Some dogs become more interested in eating, whereas others become less. Consequently, this adds another variable that the study didn't address. Even so, its results did generate some food for thought. In the first part of the test, a researcher showed each dog the food and then immediately dropped it through a hole in the top of a container. Each dog had 1 minute to figure out how to get the food out of the container. 18 of the 19 control dogs and 14 of the 19 anxious dogs solved this problem in at least 3 out of the 5 trials. The relaxed dogs initially did display signs of stress, but these waned during successive trials. Relaxed dogs also interacted with the box sooner and longer, and they solved the problem more quickly in successive trials compared to the anxious dogs too. Based on these results, 18 dogs in the control group and 14 anxious dogs moved on to the unsolvable problem. In this part of the experiment, the researcher screwed the container to a board. This prevented the dogs from manipulating the container in any way to get the food. In this situation, the control dogs displayed more signs of stress than when they interacted with the solvable box. However, the stress-related behaviors of the anxious dogs remained the same for both parts of the experiment. Unlike the dogs in the control group, the anxious dogs also spent more time out of camera range. This coincides with my personal experience that anxious dogs become more anxious when people point cameras of any kind at them. When the researchers analyzed other behaviors exhibited by the two groups of dogs, a general theme emerged during the unsolvable portion of the experiment. More relaxed dogs exhibited more attention-seeking behaviors aimed at humans. On the other hand, the anxious dogs tended to stay away from people and also the test apparatus. For those of us who live or work with companion dogs in the real world, this study didn't consider those contributing factors that may interest us the most. The animal's temperament, physical and behavioral history, motivation, and the relationship with the owner and other people. For example, the more I thought about the unsolvable problem, the more it seemed that all of the dogs were anxious to some degree. It was just that how the anxiety manifested in the control dogs didn't strike the experimenters as problematic. Just as anxiety may result in two orientations toward food, it also may result in two opposite responses to the dog's caregivers and other people. Some, like the anxious dogs in this study, may attempt to put as much distance between themselves and other people when faced with an unsolvable problem. In anxious pet dogs, overwhelmed by their protective responsibilities in their homes, this may mean retreating when company arrives, or even just when the whole family is actively engaged in multiple tasks throughout the house and in the yard. Because there's no way these dogs can monitor all that activity, they retreat instead. Think of this as a modified fear-flee response. However, other anxious dogs may attempt to interact more with those people under these same circumstances. They may bring them toys, vocalize, paw, lick, or steal forbidden objects to gain and hold human attention. Who they target for these displays may vary. Some of these dogs will target those people they perceive as the most valuable member of the household. Others may target those they perceive as the greatest threat. Think of these displays as adapted tend-befriend fear responses. This is an important distinction to keep in mind. Otherwise, it's easy to think of the attention-seeking behaviors of the control dogs in the study as normal, and the retreating displays of the anxious dogs as pathological. For those of us living with companion animals in our homes, it always boils down to context. Only when we consider all the environmental and bond elements that make each animal's behavior unique can we successfully eliminate those factors, like anxiety, that can sabotage our animal's ability to learn.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.